Walt Disney Company Chief Executive Michael Eisner has survived several demands for his ouster over the years, but some observers say a new $54 billion bid by cable giant Comcast to buy Disney could signal the end of his nearly 20-year tenure. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It's been a rough few years for Michael Eisner. Among his toughest battles has been fighting back challenges from former board members, among them Ron Miller and Roy Disney, relatives of company founder Walt Disney. Both men raised questions about the company's financial performance.
Theme parks haven't worked post 9/11. Perhaps they could have worked better. Who knows?
Bert Denton, president of Providence Capital, an investment fund, follows Disney.
ABC hasn't worked well for quite some time, and Mr. Eisner has been responsible for selecting the people to turn ABC around.
But Eisner's team still hasn't cracked that problem. And then there was the most recent letdown.
Dude. Focus, dude. Dude.
Oh. Oh, he lives. Hey, dude!
Oh.
After successful animation releases like Finding Nemo, the result of an ongoing collaboration between Disney and Pixar Studios, the two companies could not reach an agreement for a new partnership. Denton says these failures could make a merger with Comcast appealing, since it would offer Disney access to the cable giant's 21.5 million customers. If Comcast takes over, Eisner will almost certainly be gone. Denton says the offer is also likely to get the board thinking about his failures.
The board of Disney has got to come out with a compelling story of why Disney as a standalone makes so much sense. And therefore, you go right to the question of why don't you have a deal with Pixar? And goes right to the point of why is ABC still floundering?
This week, Institutional Shareholder Services, an influential shareholder group, recommended against Eisner's re-election to the Disney board. The stock market responded favorably to news of a Comcast buyout. Disney shares rose 40 cents on Thursday, making the deal more appealing to company shareholders. But Eisner has led the company through some tough times in the past. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a professor at the Yale School of Management, remembers Disney 20 years ago.
The animation studios were like a museum. Everybody in there was afraid to do anything because Walt wouldn't have done it that way. So they'd moved into real estate investment, developing golf communities, and the parks were decaying.
Then Eisner arrived.
Got them out of crazy things like real estate they shouldn't have been in, and focused on the theatricals business, got films going.
This week, Eisner offered the kind of news that could help him keep his job and fend off a takeover. At a meeting with investors and analysts at Disney World in Orlando, Florida, he bragged about first quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations. Eisner gently suggested that there was no need for Disney to merge.
So we're very excited about the company. We love being a content company. We've been a content company for many years, and we do think content is, if not king, king and queen.
At least some shareholders left the meeting feeling that Comcast might not add to Disney's value. Mario Gabelli's investment fund holds about 5 million Disney shares. He spoke to NPR on his cell phone as he was leaving the meeting in Orlando.
Disney on its own with Eisner in place is attractive. You'll make money on that as an investor because you have a very powerful tailwind of economic activity that's rising that will benefit the businesses they're in.
Still, Gabelli says he is open to the possibility of supporting a takeover by Comcast. Sonnenfeld of Yale School of Management says Eisner should not be underestimated. He could lead the board towards a defensive strategy such as buying a satellite television company that would put regulatory hurdles in the way of Comcast's bid. But Sonnenfeld says he's got to be careful not to appear too self-protective.
He has to make sure that this great redeemer doesn't start to look like a villain now. And if he can go out there and look like he's still creating new adventures, that he keeps that heroic myth alive.
Ironically, one of Eisner's first heroic acts 20 years ago was to fend off a takeover attempt by corporate raiders. But this time, Sonnenfeld says, Eisner is facing a much tougher fight. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bettman.